Engelberg.
What?
That is a bunt. B-U-N-T. The catcher is supposed to pick up the bunt and throw it to first base.
Well, how was I supposed to know? You made sure the big deal yelling after them.
Diversionary tactic, Engelberg. Now get the ball.
Why are you always picking on me? What did I do to you?
Engelberg, crank your crummy belly aching and throw the ball to first base.
There you go. Get some fundamentals in spring training so you know how to play when the real games start. Let's head out to Goodyear, Arizona. Our Tim Alcorn broadcasting live for our Weed Pro Indians Radio Week presented by EcoTree Services here on WEOL.
You have to admit, Chris Antonetti, that's classic Walter Matthau there.
That is. That's a great clip.
Chris Antonetti, president of baseball operations, joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as our Indians Radio Week continues. We'll talk tribe. We'll talk about the offseason and so forth. But, boy, thumbing through the media guide, You started as an intern with the Montreal Expos.
That's right.
Did you ever think at some point I'm going to be the president of a major league team?
I had no idea, Tim, honestly. I think I've always been in a position where I felt I've had the best job in the world from the time I was an intern, and I still feel that way today. So I feel incredibly lucky and blessed to work with so many great people who have believed in me and continue to provide opportunities for me to grow and develop.
It's so interesting because I heard Curtis talking to somebody the other day. He started as an intern with the Indians. Baseball seems to have that, where guys get into an organization or get into the game at the lowest levels, per se, and just work themselves up. Is that something that's unique to the game?
I'm not sure how unique it is. It may happen in other industries, but it's definitely prevalent in baseball, where there are so many people that are looking to get into the game that typically that first opportunity is at an internship or an entry-level position, and then it's up to you to make the most of that and ideally find an environment in which people continue to afford you the opportunity to grow and develop. And so for me, I think in a couple of years I'll have spent half my life working for the Cleveland Indians.
That's unique. That's really cool. And one more thing, you were a student manager for the Georgetown basketball team.
I was.
You got to tell me about that.
So it was an unbelievable experience. Got a chance to work with alongside Coach Thompson, and the teams we had that year were really good. Allen Iverson was a freshman and sophomore in the years I was involved with the team, and we went to the Elite Eight, lost to the University of Massachusetts, and there were, I think, five or six players that went on to play in the NBA on that team in 1996. So it was a lot of fun.
Was that the Calipari UMass team?
Yeah, that was the Calipari UMass team. Yep, with Marcus Camby.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. All right, well, I said we'd talk a little bit of tribe,
okay,
but that's good stuff. That's good information. All right, it's been an interesting offseason. Obviously, a lot of things swirling around and names bandied about. I think Indians fans kind of look at it and go, man, did we take a step back? And so for fans that are listening back in Northeast Ohio and in Lorain County, tell us why that isn't the case.
Yeah, I understand the perspective that there are some new names here that may not have been here in the past and some guys that were key contributors for us that have moved on. But I think we have to have an appreciation for the guys that remain. And we feel we go into the season with one of the best starting staffs, if not the best starting staff from top to bottom of any team in baseball. We've got a handful of MVP caliber position player candidates and a good group of players to complement them. So our work will continue to be figuring out some of those places where we have maybe a little bit less certainty. But as we've seen in the past, less certainty isn't necessarily bad. It also provides opportunities for young players to step in and emerge. And if you think back a few years, the players that our fans have grown accustomed to seeing perform at a high level in the major leagues didn't always start out that way. You know, Corey Kluber at one point was a young player trying to establish himself in the major leagues and bounce back and forth a little bit between the rotation and bullpen and have to go back to AAA a handful of times. Jose Ramirez was that guy, you know, that's now we see as one of the best players in baseball. But a few years ago, he was a young player trying to earn his spot, whether that was at shortstop or second base. And I think we see some of the opportunities we have in both maybe the outfield and bullpen in particular as places in which young players can step in and take advantage of those opportunities and establish themselves.
Chris, does this camp or this roster remind you of one in the past where you had new faces and you were trying to blend new guys in?
Yeah, I think it does to some extent. I think over maybe in 16, 17, and 18, we've had a fair amount of roster continuity where there were a lot of the same players year after year. But prior to that, we had a number of players that, you know, that changed. And even going from 15 to 16, there were, you know, a number of players that changed and some new faces that came in and really fit in seamlessly and helped propel us to a division championship in 16.
Again, we're talking with Chris Antonetti, president of baseball operations for the Indians here in Goodyear, Arizona. Chris, yesterday, myself and Rosie, we called the game over in Scottsdale. Daniel Johnson, RBI, triple, solo, home run, one of these new guys. Now, you know, we don't know if he'll be on the roster for opening day, but just talk about some of these younger players that have been infused into the organization.
That was one of the goals, Tim, more broadly this offseason. We really wanted to try to – we had the fourth oldest roster in baseball last year, and as you look at teams that are successful, it's typically teams that have a good balance of young players and established players. So we looked at it as an opportunity for us to bring in some young talent into the organization, both at the major league level, but also throughout the organization to help bolster our depth. And Daniel Johnson is one of those guys, is a left-handed hitting outfielder who's extremely athletic. You got a chance to see it yesterday on that triple and see him run the bases. Also saw it on the home run where he's got great power. So he's got great tools. He's got a really good arm in right field. So he's just working on refining his game. Missed some time last year with a hamate injury, but we think this year, fully healthy, he's got a chance to really blossom and continue to develop.
I was talking to Cherney yesterday. You guys are still texting and calling folks, so perhaps this roster as it's comprised still – an opportunity to tweak or make a move or two?
Yeah, I think we'll always be looking for opportunities to improve. Our expectation is that most, or if not all of our roster, will come from the players that are in camp. But there are, you know, we will continue dialogue with other teams and free agents and see if there are places where we can improve and get better. But we feel good about the group of guys we have.
Obviously, the players know the business side of things with deals and with names being bandied about. But can that be disconcerting to veteran players?
It can.
When they hear
I
their
think
names?
Most players have an understanding for how it works, and especially with the news cycle that we have right now, the 24/7, that names get thrown out there, so sometimes even potentially without being substantiated. But I did reach out to Klubs early on in the offseason, and he and I talked just about what to expect over the course of the season. And as I told him, he's such a good pitcher that teams would be irresponsible if they didn't call us and seek if we'd be willing to trade him. And so there were a lot of calls on not just Klubs, but a lot of our pitchers and players up and down our major league roster and throughout the minor leagues. And we view that as a healthy sign of our organization.
All right. I know you got a scoop. Appreciate you stopping by.
My
always
pleasure,
love
Tim.
These talks.
Always great seeing you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Antonetti, president of baseball operations for the Indians, as he joins us here as part of our Indians Radio Week in Goodyear, Arizona. And, of course, all of our interviews brought to you by Budweiser, distributed locally by Maple City Ice.